What's with all these people wearing masks up in this coffee house? Oh, shit. It's Coffee House, brought to you by 4Culture Radio, the artist Dee and Anne-Marie. Hello, Anne-Marie.
Hey, Dee.
How are you?
Happy leap year. I'm doing pretty well.
Happy
How are you?
Leap year. Happy leap day. I'm fabulous.
I have coffee, so yeah, I'm feeling pretty good.
So do I. I have iced coffee. Hear that?
You're fancy.
Yes. I'm very, it's getting to that time. They keep telling me it's winter, but I'm like, no, it's now iced coffee year. It's time for
it. I don't think it matters. If you want iced coffee when it's cold, you should have iced coffee.
It's true. Especially if you're gay.
Especially if you're gay.
People won't know unless they're on gay Twitter, but gay Twitter.
Please, you have to enlighten me because I got to know.
It's like the running joke that gays will drink iced coffee if it's a blizzard, if it's freezing, you know, 10 below. We're walking down the sidewalk with our iced coffee.
Oh, but I do that too.
See?
That means I'm part of the community.
It's because you're part of the family. It's all right.
Oh, I'm honored.
And you are. And you are part
I don't know.
Of the
you just
family.
Want a good drink, man.
Yes.
I'm also the person that can do hot soup on a summer day. Like, I don't care.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I don't really eat or drink anything determined by the weather. I will do what I do what I want.
Hell yeah.
We
You're
do.
An independent
we
person.
Do what we want. Yes. And this iced
Who
coffee.
Who came up with these rules anyway?
I don't know. Old people, boring people, people that used to be young but are now old. People that want
the rules
comfort.
Stayed. Yeah.
People that want comfort in rules. Which
and
is
by the way,
horrible.
You can't wear white after Labor Day, so
There's
go to hell. That's
another one. Yes. I hate rules.
I think you have to know the rules so you can break them properly, you know?
That's a good point.
So get educated and then break them all. Break them well.
Break it all. Break them all. And this coffee is so good that I know it's bad for me. Because it's...
Oh, it's sugary love.
Have you ever had a...
Explain.
Is it a Mexican coffee? No, it's a... When you're at the Chinese and Thai restaurant, there's a Thai coffee or something. But it's basically like coffee with probably, you know, the condensed milk, the sweet condensed
yes.
milk. That's what it tastes like. It's like really strong coffee with a lot of condensed milk in it.
A frappe, perhaps. Oh,
it's so delicious. And that's what's in this. I mean, it's so sweet and so milky and happy that you just know it's
Ooh, it's kind of thick.
It's kind of thick. Without the ice,
Enjoy.
It could be thick. Yes. We'll just hear
Enjoy.
That. We'll hear that noise. Ever so often. It's like the ASMR.
I find
YouTube
that soothing.
Videos.
Yeah, yes. I like that. Mm-hmm. Do it again.
We're just going to do
the remainder of the show. Do this. Will just be this.
Whenever we have nothing to talk about, we'll just go
just
into
it. Just put it in. I like it.
Yes. You like those ASMR videos? Are you aware of the ASMR?
I am aware. I'm very picky. Like, I like the soap cutting ones. I like that sound of
soap cutting.
The little cubes of soap are just being sliced off of your Irish Spring or whatever else you've got.
Oh, shit.
I like those.
I am just as picky. It really squigs me out most of the time. I get a bit squiggy as I.
Squiggy.
That's my word. It has to be the right thing. I love the guy. And for those who are listening that have no idea, ASMR is the new rage, basically, on YouTube and any audio service where these high def mics are picking up every possible sound. So you're just whispering and you're yes. listening to it, and people have eargasms over it. Their mind goes into this orgasmic state from listening to people whispering or playing with hair or bubble wrap or cutting Irish Spring, apparently.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
There's a woman who eats food, right? With YouTube videos yes. and she'll eat pickles yeah. and anything crunchy. And she's right in that mic. I'm like, wow. And she's got a following, and people like that.
It's very.
It's just. It's interesting.
Yeah. It. It gets to me. It definitely. The first time I was freaking out when I was introduced to it, it was more so anxiety. Once again, usually everything, I am the opposite. When people get high and relaxed, I get anxiety. When you're chilling out to ASMR, anxiety. I'm the opposite.
I'm like that with a few things. I get it. Yeah. Well, you're not a normal person, Dean. No. And I say that with love.
Absolutely. But I like the guys who, you know, they're quote unquote tucking you into bed. So they're just talking to you. They're telling you how beautiful you are. And that, you know, it's going to be a good night and it's going to be all okay. Women whispering, that annoys me. And any crinkling. And then I was listening to this one guy who, like, he just rubs things, surfaces.
That's aggravating.
It's aggravating. Yeah. When it's like, and we're talking like, you know, a hot pad on a sponge or something. It's like that gruff.
Oh, I forgot who it was around me that who can't handle that, like a dry towel. Yes. Rubbing anything against a dry towel would just set them off.
Exactly. Yeah. Anything that goes to the dry side where they're like literally rubbing a hard surface on the microphone.
Yeah, but then the wet squishy is not like that exciting either.
No.
Because that's always like oh. Oh. Oh.
We are broadcasting.
Stick to my soap videos.
Stick to the soap videos. We're broadcasting on a day that usually doesn't exist.
Yeah. It's kind of cool.
There are usually 365 days in a year, but Earth actually takes roughly 365.25 days to orbit. So we need an extra day once every 4 years, which is leap year, leap day. That is today. We are recording on a non-existent day.
The poor souls on Twitter are wishing each other happy birthday. They don't have a birthday every year. It's so sad.
Welcome to
It's our day. Planet Earth.
It's our day. Yeah, I'm sure all those assholes are like, I'm 16 today. And they're like 60. I know those people. They're wonderful people. But
they're all Virgos. I don't know. Not really, but... They're not.
Yeah. What would you be if you're February?
Are we still in Aquarius? 29, I have no idea.
Zodiac. That is a. Come on, Google.
I do comment a lot on astrology when I know jack shit.
Pisces. You're a Pisces.
I know nothing about Pisces.
Me neither.
Aren't they fish? Fishies.
They are fish. Yes. They're fish.
I guess that's all I know. I don't know.
Well, we all, you know, fish are good. I prefer shrimp.
I like a good chili and sea bass. That's really expensive, and I don't get it anymore because I'm too cheap.
Yes, that is.
Thank
good. You. Pisces, they're in those calm months that they're just kind of they're the neutrals, which can be a good thing. We need that. We need those people.
They're the vanillas. Of the zodiac.
Vanillas of the zodiac. And apparently today you can also, it's the one day, talk about sexist, the one day women can propose to men.
Yes.
Allegedly. Some kind of tradition dating back to the 5th century in Ireland, and an Irish nun called Saint Bridget was sick of women having to wait around for the man to pull their act together and propose. She lobbied St. Patrick, of whom we talk about often, to allow women to do it instead. So I guess they decided, well, if women are allowed to do
really
it.
That really was an official rule. Like, I mean, yes, wow, okay.
Yeah. Yes. So he
you
gave.
Are not allowed.
And talk about further sexist, he gave her one day every 4 years to do so.
Thanks.
Of course, a quarter of the population says this is now sexist and, you know, a horrible tradition. But apparently that was the deal back then, was women could feel comfortable proposing to their man.
That's a messed up deal.
This day. Yes.
Every 4 years.
Every 4 years. That's all you get. So ladies, get it out of your system.
Today's your day.
Today's your day. But hey, now you know the rule, break it.
Do they have to go along with the whole pageantry of the situation? Like do the nice dinner and the ring? What happens?
Well, all of these photos on this article would seem to appear that they do, but it doesn't say so. But we see a lot of women on bended knee with rings and dinners in this article.
Please marry me. Please.
Yes, please. And say yeah, say yes today, because you can't say it tomorrow.
Good, yeah. That's messed up. Thanks, St. Patrick.
Thanks, St. Patrick. Once again, fucking it up. And St. Bridget, too, for being like, oh, okay, that sounds fair. I'll go with that.
I got to research St. Bridget. Did she ask someone to marry her? Mm. Did it happen?
Yeah, why was she so upset?
See? She wasn't getting the question. So she was like, what the hell? Like, were you allowed to turn down a marriage proposal back in the day?
Yeah, you're kind of locked in. Yeah, if they got that far. St. Bridget of Kildare. Bridget of Ireland.
See? I'm intrigued.
Patron saint, along with St. Patrick.
Yeah, he's a big deal over here in New York. He's our state's patron saint, or at least New York City's patron saint, I believe. He's got a fancy cathedral.
She had a reputation as an expert dairy woman and brewer. She could.
Well, good for her.
She was known to turn water into beer. Oh, there we go. That's.
And she could walk on milk. Thank you. Oh, God. Oh, Bridget.
When Bridget was of marital age, a man by the name of Dubthach Macu Luger.
Meaning she was what, 13?
13, okay. Yeah. Came to woo her. Dubthach came to woo her. Since Bridget had offered her virginity to God, she told the man that she could not accept him, but that she should go, or he should go to the woods behind his house, where he would find a beautiful maiden to marry. Everything that he said to the maiden's parents would be pleasing to them. The man followed her instructions, and it was as she said.
Yeah, so you can walk up to anybody and say, hey, I like how you look.
I've come to woo you.
Marry me. I've come to... No, you're not wooing anything. You're just making it so. I'm going to ask your parents.
You're making it so.
And that's it. Get lost.
It seems that Bridget was quite the badass, so everyone should go and Google the gal. She had a lot of debaucherous escapades. Saving women.
Did she go cow tipping?
Saving women. She must have too. I mean, she turns water into beer. So she's good for us. We're happy with
her. She was very popular for that.
Very popular. Take this water to Bridget. She'll turn it to beer. Then we go cow tipping in the field last
night. Oh, God.
I mean, speaking of St. Patrick, I think that this shows that this year has been a shit show. As like people are literally looking forward to St. Patrick's Day and Easter, which are like forever away right now.
Not really.
Just want a holiday. Well, you know, St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. Ugh. True, right around the corner. But Easter is April 12th, so...
Yeah, so I got the two Easters, remember?
That's right. It's one of our favorite early holidays here. Many Easter things happen for Anne Marie.
Yeah. The culture... There, spin it! I'll have to save all that cultural tidbit as we get closer to the holiday. But yes. March 19th is St. Joseph's Day for the Italians. That's a big deal because of the pastries.
Yes.
Look into it. Put your face in some cannoli filled thing. It's so nice.
Isn't that the guy we bury in our yards? Saint Joseph.
Yes. Was it upside down, upside I think, to sell your house?
To sell your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's him. Does it work?
People would say, of course it works. But we're already seeing our friends on and listeners on Instagram gathering the Easter candy.
Yes.
Our friend Carol is making a haul at CVS with the peeps.
There's a lot of peeps.
There's a lot of peeps. And she got the grow a peep, which you're very excited about.
I am. What the hell's that? I was like, well, I want to see.
We are anxiously awaiting Carol's Instagram video for the grow a peep.
They got peep cereal.
They have so many. I mean, they've gone out of their way. I had to look up the list because of our fabulous listener. So thank you out there, Carol, for going to CVS and filming the stash of peeps.
CVS is a beautiful place.
It really is. Longest receipt in history. I looked up the list of peeps because I thought she had a green one there and it was covered up. The word was covered up. And I thought, oh my God, are those wasabi peeps? Because it said W-A. There are no wasabi peeps, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm like, oh my God.
Watermelon peeps.
I thought it was the same, you know, marshmallowy formula, but just different colored sugar on the outside.
No, they're changing the flavor of the peep.
Oh God.
There's so many. Here's the list. They've got hot tamale peeps with fierce cinnamon. It has to be fierce cinnamon.
I think I like that. I've never seen this.
And we can't go on without acknowledging that there's apparently a peep pop.
What the hell is that?
They're Fruit Loop flavored peeps on a stick. Like there's four of them, four actual legitimately sized peeps on a stick. So they're calling it a peep pop and they're Fruit Loop flavored.
Wait, are these the bunny shaped peeps or the little birdie shaped?
They're the birdie peeps.
So it's going through their abdomen on a stick.
Correct, okay. Yes. Or their asshole.
Oh.
It's actually covered up.
That's rough.
That's right. I'm gonna send this to you, and then we can comment.
Because
you're right. There are bunny peeps, and there are peep peeps. These are mostly just peep peeps.
I didn't start appreciating peeps until a few years ago. I like them stale.
You have some strange...
Go ahead and abuse me. I don't like fresh peeps. They have to be stale.
I was trying so badly to alliterize this to, you know, you have a peep problem.
I do. Oh, look at these.
You got the peep pop?
I've never seen this before.
And I didn't see any of those in our friend's CVS videos.
They are lime green, like a baby blue, red, very red, and orange, but, yellow. Oh, wow.
And now that you say where are they skewered, you can see that they're covering up, the label covers up where they're skewered. I bet it's through their ass.
It is through their ass. Mm-hmm. It's like human centipede set up.
Oh,
no. Not really, but like
you're right,
but it's, you know, they're not really because their heads are, you know, lifted there, but wow
we've got
all right. I'm intrigued.
Me too. Those I would buy that, because Fruit Loops and peeps without having to eat the Fruit Loop, because, you know, then you scratch the roof of your mouth and you bleed, and that's what Fruit Loops do to
what
me.
What the hell are you eating?
Perhaps my Fruit Loops are stale like your peeps.
Man.
We've got chocolate pudding peeps. That sounds yummy.
Wow.
We have root beer float peep.
Where are these available? I've never seen them. I'm not looking in the right place.
Now, these I think we saw a couple of on the CVS video. I didn't see a blue raspberry peep. I wonder if it turns your mouth
brown. Oh, that must be really sweet.
pancake and syrup peep. I'm seeing these out there.
Oh, God.
Who doesn't want to eat, you know, pancakes and syrup with your dessert?
You know, the peep is sweet enough. Hmm. Wait, are they altering the marshmallow inside or just the coating?
That's a good question. I don't know. I've never had any of these. We need to, we've got to do
I
got to
do friggin' field work now? Yes. God damn it.
The sour watermelon peep, which I think is what I thought was the wasabi peep.
I might like that just for the experience.
Here's a new flavor that's hitting the world. Party cake.
What?
You got party cake peep. It tastes like a birthday cake.
What the hell does birthday cake taste like? Because a birthday cake could be anything.
See, that's what I first thought. But there's always that. Think of like Carvel ice cream cake, sprinkles. That is like what they're terming birthday cake, the flavor of. It's that vanilla, sweet, tangy sprinkles.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Because there's birthday cake ice cream, which sucks.
Okay.
And birthday party cake peeps. And there is an energy drink that's called birthday cake that I was forced to try.
You were forced to try.
I was forced to try.
Who held you at gunpoint and made you try this?
My wonderful wife held me at gunpoint. Drink this shit. It's amazing. And I have never. This is another good show topic. I have never had an energy drink in my life ever.
Oh, this was your first experience.
Yes, I've not done Red Bull. I haven't even had Red Bull out at a bar with vodka.
I don't think I have either.
Which sounds better. But this was the first one, and because it had such rave reviews of party cake, birthday cake, I saved it because I didn't know what was. It's like taking, you know, your first pill of whatever, your medicine. You don't want until you really need it because you're like, I don't know. You know, you read the side effects. And you're like, if I take a sip of this, is my heart going to explode? I don't know. So
probably.
I waited until a day when I was really, really, really down and needed the energy, needed more energy than coffee. And I had the birthday cake energy drink. And I'm like, oh, my God, if this wasn't an energy drink, I would drink it all the time. It was so good. It literally tasted like birthday cake in a can.
See, that just brings, maybe that's why I like coffee creamer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same idea.
Oh, they should do birthday cake coffee creamer.
Oh.
I'm thinking about it. I think you'd like it.
International Delight Peep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, there's an idea. We need to call them immediately and trademark this because, yeah, they're doing
tweet them right now.
They did the cinnamon toast and the everything else. They need to do peep. Peep coffee creamer.
Oh, and you just put the peep in your coffee.
I'm sure there's some assholes out there listening right now saying that. You know, why don't you just put the fucking peep in the coffee? You morons.
Yeah, but I don't want all the crystals in there. It will change the, you know, consistency of my coffee, right?
You're drinking you don't want it, you know, on substance.
Sawdusty texture.
Get this sawdust. Nothing I've ever drank out of sawdust. My coffee.
I don't know.
There are cotton candy peeps. No, thank you. Fruit punch peep.
God. I don't think I've seen that either.
No.
I don't do anything. I don't leave the house. I don't know.
No. And then they have them kind of the peep. So the bird peep kind of like it's been sat in chocolate. They've got chocolate bottoms.
Oh, like you would like those strawberries or pineapple.
Yes. So they have caramel swirl peep. And it says it's filled, so maybe it's filled with chocolate caramel. Oh, I bet you'd like that.
So you take a bite, and then your teeth immediately rot out of your face.
Yes. Oh, these do look good. There's raspberry, marshmallow. That doesn't say it's filled though. So it's just like it's a pink peep sitting in white shit. Very peep like. Strawberry flavored, dipped in decadent cream flavored fudge. Looks like it has chicken pox.
I don't know. No, see, those are the cream chocolates you don't eat in your friggin' heart. See? Yep. You'd like that because that's your kind of shit.
Yeah, that's my kind of shit. I would leave that.
They got to have like a peep dipped in chocolate and nuts.
Oh my God.
Why not? I bet it's out there.
Go get some peeps. This show, by the way, is not sponsored by Peep. And it ought to be.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go shopping.
Ages away from that, but that's what we've got. That's what's in stores, because everybody's
yes,
bunnies.
I didn't think they were that popular. It was like the candy everyone, is it a candy? It's what everyone loves to hate. Ew, peeps, gross.
Yeah, yeah. I thought so too. I think they've made a comeback with all these flavors.
Man.
And of course, the number one coffee house Jeopardy question is, you know, the what would be the question? Because it's the question, the answer, and you got to come to the question. So it's all right. Anne Marie's favorite Easter obsession.
Yeah.
What is Cadbury?
Yeah.
That would be the Jeopardy response.
Delicious. No, that's a sugary mess. Delicious. And they've been fucking with those as well.
They have. I'm over them.
You know, adding, caramel and stuff. I haven't been indulging like I used to do. I mean, I used to put them away. Yeah. Oh, it was terrible.
No, I am down for the scream eggs in October, but the cream eggs are just, they don't do it. They don't do it for me at all.
You got to freeze them.
I know. That was
That's
such
the way
experience.
To eat a Cadbury egg.
That was the first time I ever did that, was because of you. You told
you
me
you freeze
that,
your Snickers bars, you know.
I know. I freeze the Twix, oddly enough.
If you can't crack your teeth on a delicious piece of chocolate, why bother living?
What's the matter with you? If you can't do that, you haven't lived yet. So put that egg in the freezer and go to it.
I'm not well, you know. Maybe I do that to extend the life of the chocolate. Like it takes me a while to eat that frozen thing. I don't know.
I think so. And I would do the same thing. That's actually why I freeze Twix, because it's not good freshly frozen. So you got to take it out. You kind of have to warm it in your hand a little bit. This is disgusting. So...
prep work.
This is what we do, people. This is what we do with our lives.
For the 30 seconds of joy.
Yeah. And then it's like, then you want it so bad. So you take that one bite and you're like, it's still a little too frozen. Because the Twix frozen, it gets kind of messy. It like splinters up.
You got that cookie.
The cookie. So then you got to wait a little bit longer. So that's exactly it. You figured it out. That's why I do it. Because I want to prolong instead of just going to it. Because otherwise you're, 12 Twix in before you acknowledge.
Yeah, I could. I inhale things without realizing I just inhale them. It's terrible.
Yep. Then you've got your four eggs in and 24,000 calories later.
Why don't my pants fit? What happened? That happened.
Which we should take this opportunity to say that everyone should follow you and me, but on Instagram, because you are now driving and broadcasting live streaming.
I had fun.
I'm so glad that you had fun, because that means we'll get more.
You know, my car is a sacred space for me. Like, it's my time to listen to my music. Right. I hate getting phone calls in the car. It's not my favorite thing. Sometimes it has to happen, but I just love being in my little movable box with my music. It's my safe zone. I love it. And I got to share a glimpse of that with random people who I haven't talked to in years.
It's amazing.
Instagram's a weird place, man. It's like, where the hell have you been? You've been watching me, and you don't even, I don't see you anywhere else.
Yes. It's got all those.
And here you are commenting on my story.
Those dead people, they're out there. We thought you were dead, but there you are.
It's like, hey, how are you?
I loved it.
One friend who said, this is much more interesting than the coronavirus news coverage. So I'm like, oh, I'm so honored.
It's true. It was. And it gives people that break from that. And to hear you, I just loved it. Got to turn the camera around. Got to eat this chocolate now.
And that's what I did.
You can't see me.
I had a rough day. I treated myself. It was a milk chocolate bar filled with Reese's peanut butter. I didn't like it. I don't endorse it.
I had
to eat it off camera.
I did like that. You're like, because it was supposed to make me feel better, but it didn't.
It just made me sick. I'm like,
as if it was advertised. Like, this will make you feel better.
That's why you indulge in these things. Why else would you?
It's true. True. It's always the opposite, though. It does not make me feel better.
It's like, I'm going to polish off that pizza because I'm going to feel good. Mm-hmm. And something happens after slice five.
See, right.
Doesn't, there's no joy.
I so know slice five. Yes. Could be. That's the name of our next book. Slice five.
We have a lot of books lined up.
Exactly. It's a series. But all of this, all
well,
of
that's
the,
our band name.
Oh yes, Slice Five. It's all I'm better. Ready. It's all better than the coronavirus because that's all we're getting now. Is we're all
I know
freaking out.
Armageddon, holy Armageddon. Shit!
And the stupidity because watching humanity, the current set of humanity, go through this.
It's amazing.
Oh my
God. It's amazing.
Amazing.
I forgot who reported it. Like 38% of people won't go anywhere near Corona beer.
Yes.
Because of the virus. I'm like, more for us, bitches. I like Corona beer.
It's good that they're going to have to change their name because of those stupid people. And the people not washing their hands. I saw someone saying, why would we wash our hands? It's a respiratory disease.
Idiots. Says the person who's gotten the flu every damn year three times. Exactly. I don't know.
Yes. It's. I mean, we're just, look at our leader. It's just this big marshmallowy mess of humanity these days that people don't know anything about what to do.
This is why I get my news from Twitter. It's the only credible place. The people.
It really does. The best. It's the best at reporting coverage.
99% of it's bullshit, but it makes me feel good. I'm like, look, see?
Well, and I don't think people, I mean, they're treating it like a plague, but yet not. You know, there's too many stupid people who are like, it's going to be fine. And it probably is going to be fine. Because, you know, we've been through these kind of things, but it's still amazing how I don't think anyone will take it seriously, or the majority would not take it seriously, unless it cancels their favorite television show or, like, closes their favorite store.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until it literally, like, they're like, I cannot sit and do my thing, whatever that stupid thing is, then it'll take it seriously.
You're right.
People can be
like
dropping
Netflix
dead all
has
over.
To shut down. Yeah.
Exactly.
But what are people expecting to happen? Because, like, I'm looking at people's shopping lists. Mm. There's flour, yeast, canned tomatoes. What's happening? Where are you going? Bottled water? But your faucet's going to stop working? What's happening here?
Yes. And
what's coming?
Suddenly people think they can actually, you know, make bread. You don't know how to make bread. Fuck off.
I saw that a lot. I'm going to make bread. What are you doing? I mean, great. If you want to make bread, that's fantastic. But have you done it before?
That's usually my next question. Why have you ever made bread?
Yeah. I mean, like, why would you make it now? Is it because you're bored? You'll have a lot of time on your hands? Or you think you have to make bread because what's available is going to be contaminated somehow?
Very odd.
I don't know.
The stock up lists are very strange. They go from the outrageous, you know, like it's literally you're going to seclude yourself for like 3 months and not speak to another human being. people say. And,
oh, that's my dream.
It would be nice. Yeah. I just think about, like, how do you make money if you're not, like, make, you know, I guess people out there, the work from home lot. I mean, y'all very lucky with, you can, that's what I saw on a lot of lists. Get used to FaceTime. Learn how to use FaceTime. Because when you're secluded for 9 months, you're going to have to socialize via FaceTime.
I don't, this is, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
That's how I live.
If I could be told to stay home for 3 months and not leave, that would be a vacation.
But please sit here in your filthy sweatpants for 3 weeks. Whatever the hell it is. Thank you.
Think about all the people I don't have to, I mean, I shake hands and fist bump and hugs. And I mean, the amount of that happens to me on a daily basis.
Yeah, you're really public.
I'm public, yes. And that's why I don't understand the people who are, because it shows how antisocial everyone already has gotten, because a lot of the responses is, well, I don't go out anyway, or I would never shake anybody's hand anyway. You lucky bastards that you really...
But that's me. Like, I really could stay inside. Like, we had winter break from school. I didn't do shit. Nobody saw me. I worked, but I didn't go out. I didn't talk to you. I don't have to.
That's so good.
It's great.
So you're so lucky. In my world, you stay inside, people think you're dead. They've forgotten you, and they move on.
That's nice, though. Oh, where is he? We haven't seen him in a while. Oh.
Is he dead? Why is there water flooding out of the door? Is he dead in there? Of course.
What's that stench? Oh. Which, we should check on him.
Jesus. So they want, because I guess if you get the thing, you should quarantine yourself for 2 weeks. And of course, everyone else is saying, you know, how do you function? Because nobody's work allows them off that long. Nobody can take the off of work.
Well, what's the alternative? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. You apparently could die.
You could die.
I don't know.
Could die. I don't know. I say this.
This all started. Tell me.
Oh, no.
Go ahead. Be profound. Tell me. Well, tell me.
You were about to stop me from saying something horrible, so it's good.
No, go ahead, do it. Okay. Bring it, my friend.
I say this with the most amount of love and compassion. Honestly, this, I'm going into asshole Virgo territory, but there's a lot. I should have written this down. This is how, you know, sometimes you just say something and you know it's just so bad, but it's not bad. I don't mean it to be bad, but all the people who are like, because a lot of people say over 65, you know, everybody over 65 is going to die. and the weak people will die. And there's all these, you know, and then of course the empathetic people are like, no, you know, that's horrible that you're saying that, you know, just weak people and let them go. And it's like, well, you know, the world is here and it goes through stages and people come and go. And I don't
We're
want,
in the self-cleaning stage. Is that exactly what you're saying, Dee? Well, it's time.
It's like when Mother Nature hits a peninsula and wipes out, you know, half of Florida. Nature births things and nature kills things.
I
don't want to die in a plague, and I certainly don't want anybody else to die in a plague, but I am not
but
surprised.
But if it's your time, it's time to go.
So and this can be the verbal record that, you know, if I get the plague and die, I understand that, you know, unfortunately, we're all just in this big soup and we have to come and go. And sometimes we've overrun the planet and Mother Nature is like, you assholes have got to go.
Oh, God.
I think I put that as well as possible.
It sounds good to me.
Yeah, because I don't want, you know, the elderly and the poor off and the sick to, you know, and the weak immune systems to just all be wiped out. But
if it's their time,
it's their time. It's their time.
Especially if they're Virgos. It's time.
No.
Shit.
No. Oh, my God.
I was going to tell you that this all started.
Do tell.
From Chinese wet markets where they sold various types of exotic meats.
Wasn't it something about the octopus or something?
Snake.
So people eating snake? Is that?
Yeah. These markets are, they're outdoor stalls where everything is arranged in a lane. So you can go up and down like a supermarket of mess. Right. That's what it is, mess.
Of dead or living creatures.
They sell caged chickens. They have meat is chopped up. Fish stalls. You can buy dead animals like dogs, chickens, pigs, snakes, and more. You know, it's delicious.
Oh, yeah. I bet. Just so tasty. You know, people talk so badly about, you know, fast food. And this is my argument to that.
Bring me the processed shit right now.
I think the processed shit will save the planet. Whether it's, you know, horrible for us eventually and we'll die of a heart attack, but better than eating a snake that is alive.
Oh my God, they sold hedgehogs too. Ow, we're eating Sonic.
No.
Oh, no. It's just, I mean, maybe it's common over there, but over here, I can't imagine eating a hedgehog.
No.
Or a badger.
Or a dog.
Or a fox.
Or a snake. I wouldn't want snake. I would probably eat, if it was cooked, I'd eat a snake.
Tastes like chicken.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just like chicken. But it's a lot like the sushi world. I don't eat raw sushi. I will eat the cooked roll and the vegetable stuff and all that. But I can't eat the squid, the octopus, the fish. And when you plop down a dead fish and you just slap that thing in.
It's delicious.
And they're like, this is amazing. I'm like, that is, you might as well just pluck it out of the tank. Why would you
That's
do
essentially
that?
What they're doing. They're yeah, doing, yeah. Great. Delicious.
I'd rather not. I just don't think that's safe. And it's unfortunate that, I mean, I don't think it's safe because that's the way that I was raised and that's the culture I was raised in is, you know, you cook the shit out of everything. So,
yes.
Or else you die. You know, you don't eat anything raw or you die.
My husband and I have a fight over, like, you know, beef because he likes to have his, like, it's got to be dead.
Right.
And it's, yeah, I'm the rare, medium rare person. And his has to be like shriveled beyond belief. And then you season it to give it taste.
Yes. No, that's you and I, we would get together in the steakhouse and be fine. I do. That's the one thing I will eat, bleeding and flopping around.
Yes.
Yes. Although, but I'm such brainwashed about the hamburger. Like if just the other day I was eating with somebody and we had a hamburger and they asked him how he wanted it cooked. And I'm like, wow, that's just bizarre. That's still bizarre to me because you shouldn't have rare hamburger. Steak is okay, but there's something about the hamburger. I don't know.
Really? Yeah.
See, that's just that brainwashing. But and that's the thing is like all these other cultures, they're brainwashed into thinking because they see their parents throwing fish in their mouth while they're while they're still wriggling, and they're like, oh, that's normal. That's okay. So they grow up thinking there's nothing wrong with it, and then they have no discerning thoughts when it's like, oh, yeah, snake, great, toss it in.
Tasty.
Sounds fabulous. All I have to say God. Is...
I mean, this is what makes our culture so interesting to me. I love learning about this stuff.
Sure.
But, yeah, keep your weird shit away from me. But I realize, I guess, what I like is weird too. So
exactly, I'm sure they'd look at a bleeding steak, and even if they're eating the raw fish, they're like, oh, you know where that came from?
Yeah, and
exactly. That's why I personally love the vegetarians who are like, have you watched this video? Have you seen what they do to those chickens? Like, yes, I have. And I want the chicken. Give me the chicken.
I love all my meats and packages. Yes, yes. Give me that one. I don't want to know. Yeah, I don't need to know what happens over there. I'm aware. I don't want to know about it. But look, it's in a package over here. Look how nice. It doesn't look like a chicken at all to me. Delicious.
Delicious. So stock up. I do think everyone needs to stock up on, like, you know, ibuprofen, aspirin, stuff like that. But
that's the first thing on my list. Ibuprofen, coffee.
Yeah. Coffee.
Creamer.
Yeah. Creamer. Peeps.
Don't forget your toilet paper.
Toilet paper. Cadbury eggs.
See, I've got the CVS Valentine chocolate on my list because it's 75% off. Why not go for the bargain?
Oh, exciting.
See?
Oh. Definitely booze.
Save some money.
Got to have the wine and the booze. And that's medicinal, so that's important.
Yes, it is. Microwave popcorn.
Oh.
That's my thing. Yeah.
That's a good one. It's those things
that I need the ranch seasoning for my microwave popcorn.
Oh.
It's important. See, it's different from like the snow day list. Yes. You know, like the snow day list is more like
milk and bread.
Milk, bread, eggs. And then you got your booze and shit. This is going to actually just be like what will sustain you for the 2 weeks to keep you happy.
And it's also, you know, what are you going to be with? What are you going to miss the most? So you got to get that thing.
I just figure I'm going to go to Trader Joe's and get frozen food. I'm not cooking. I'm not missing anything. I'm just going to be in my, it's going to be my freezer.
It's the same. Yes. Stock up on that lasagna and that's all we need.
I ain't making no bread.
No.
People are buying bags of lentils. I mean, do you normally eat this? I don't understand. I don't get it.
I love anybody who's like they buy the bag of beans. Like the actual, you know, the raw beans, and then they figure out actually how they have to cook that. And they're like,
I gotta boil this shit? That. What are you talking about?
And then they have a bag of beans in their closet for 25 years.
I'm like, can of Goya, bitches. Yeah. 99 cents. Sometimes on sale for cheaper. Do it.
There's an artist defect that few know. I hate beans. Hate them.
You hate beans.
Hate them. There is few things.
See, that's interesting because you are like the burrito kind of guy.
But no beans. No beans.
No beans.
Never.
You have to request that?
I do.
They honor the request. This asshole doesn't want any beans in our burrito.
Right.
Look at that.
And then they spit
They're
in
talking
it
about you.
They spit in it and
stuff.
It's just delicious. Yes.
You're that guy. See?
But I'm also, I don't go. Because I'm the breakfast burrito guy, and there's not usually beans in the breakfast burrito. So I do restrict my access to Mexican restaurants because, and that's what I'll say. It's like, well, the beans. And I hate to inconvenience them by having to keep out the beans. I hate beans. Green beans I hate. I hate the regular. My chili is without beans. I always do chili without beans.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I can't eat other people's chili, because you fuckers with your beans.
I know. I got like 75% of my meals beans. My protein.
I'm okay with, like, when you get into the lima variety. I like lima beans. I like.
See, no one likes lima beans.
See?
Nobody.
I do.
Nobody.
I do. I like Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts are my favorite, and lima beans. And
I
asparagus.
I
like all
I
the
love
disgusting
asparagus.
Shit. Yeah. What else is there? I'm sure there's something.
My
else.
Asparagus has to be almost burnt.
Oh, that's delicious. Yes. I agree.
Put that shit under the broiler for a little too long, and it's wonderful.
You're right.
Same.
You make me want to go get some asparagus.
I have some in the back of my refrigerator. You just reminded me. I buy the fruit and veggies. I just forget to eat them because I don't,
That's the meme, yes. Tons of fruit and vegetables in that drawer, but they don't go.
I've Nothing got the happens. Wilting broccoli rabe on the top shelf. Make me. And I didn't do it.
Wilting broccoli rabe.
Yeah, that's very tart. Not a lot of people like that.
No. Yeah, I see. I like that stuff. And I'm... a good baked bean is okay, but it's just something about when you get closer to the green, closer to the red, it's just not. Yeah, lima beans.
Is it a texture thing?
I think it's it's texture. I think it's that there's just nothing pleasing about it at all. Because not only is it the texture's disgusting, and green beans just taste disgusting. Unless they're
making notes here.
What are they? The French, the stringy green beans.
Yes,
those are okay. Because usually they're wilty and full of butter.
Ah, okay. And that makes everything better.
You're like, what not to cook, D? Got it. No chili today.
Yeah. That's disappointing.
And they say the mask thing for the coronavirus is it's up in the air as far as if wearing a mask actually matters.
Work.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Depends on what kind of mask and how properly you wear it. And of course, nobody's wearing it properly. They're just walking around with a mask.
Yeah, I've got folks walking around with masks over here. Really? And, you know, we used to make fun of Michael Jackson for doing it. He knew.
I haven't seen many here yet. Yeah. Usually,
a lot of people in quarantine here, but no. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
What a mess.
See, we only have like two so far. I mean, it's growing, but there's like I think two cases and a couple maybes, but nothing major yet. And then, of course, there's the assholes that I just read on Twitter. Someone mentioned that a man got on a plane with a mask and he proceeded to remove it and cough into the air and then put it back on.
Thanks.
Pretty much sums up our current humanity. Yeah. As long as he's okay.
That's like the people who use plastic gloves for food service and they go and touch the money with the same gloves.
Yes. We know those.
Yeah. So what are you doing? Thanks a lot. Thanks.
It's amazing how there's no, I mean, you have to be a germaphobe to actually make that shit work, because I watch it all the time with the sandwich makers and they've got the gloves on and they still touch their hair or they touch the money.
What are you doing?
They don't think about
it. Oh, I'm sanitary. Okay.
It's kind of like the whole don't touch your face thing. I've noticed a lot of people are realizing how difficult that is. But
it's something you have to think about now.
I'm phobic, so I rarely touch my face. I will literally wash my hands before I touch my face. I can't.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm very paranoid. I can't.
I don't think about it. I have to monitor that. So I'm going shopping for Peeps, and now I have to monitor how often I touch my face. Yep.
And I really do think that makes a difference, because I used to be a face toucher, especially like the eyes. You had a lot of rubbing of the eyes.
I play with my hair a lot.
Gets in there. I play with my hair a lot, yeah. That's okay, though. Hair doesn't, you know, absorb, or does it? We're going to get fan mail.
I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow with some, article on Washington Post.
Exactly.
Yeah. Playing with your hair spreads, leukemia. Who knows?
But the other thing is, you don't know how dirty people are anyway. Much like the food service thing, you don't know what they did or what they dropped. And it's actually probably better for us that we're a little bit exposed to the shit and everything else out there, literally.
Well, that's how you build up your immune system. If your kid wants to eat the dirt, let them eat the dirt.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Because I think when I cared more about that and restricted myself so paranoid about it that I stopped interacting with the dirt, that I felt I got more sick because my body wasn't used to it. But when you're around, that's why I'm not afraid to be around all these people, because it's like I think my constant interactions actually help a little bit more than not. So
you are the superhuman who'll never catch anything.
So haha, everybody else, they're going to quarantine themselves for 3 months and then they'll walk outside and die. But the rest of us.
It's true.
Rest of us who have been just wallowing in germs, we'll be fine.
I watch my cat lick her ass, and I'm going to probably pick her up in a few minutes and love her.
Exactly.
See how it works? It's a cycle.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. On Twitter. It's always on Twitter, isn't it? thread about people. Somebody who said they couldn't believe that people went to bed without washing their feet.
Oh, I saw that.
And then the thread of people agreeing with it, but then like it got into this madness of, what do you mean you don't wear shoes in the house? And people were disgusted that people don't wear shoes in their house.
Right, that whole, yeah.
And like, you know, you're walking barefoot and then you go into bed? You're taking that into bed with you? I'm like, these are the people that are dying because they're completely sanitizing themselves and they're wearing shoes in the house. And yet then they, you know, pet their cat who just licked their asshole. I don't get it. And you
everybody's
know
everybody's got their hangups and it's amazing. It really, that's a cultural thing, isn't it? I was watching that thread for a while.
Yep.
You take your shoes off immediately. You don't do that. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Yeah. But yet I'm the one who's like, you wore your shoes in the house of which you wear outside. That's okay that you just drug all that shit through your house.
I don't know. I do wear my shoes in the house. And then I walk around with nothing either. I mean, I do both. I don't think about it. It's my house.
That Twitter thread.
I do clean
just,
my floors.
The Twitter shit, feed but, just I mean, you died know. At the thought. Oh, my God.
I know.
Now, I'm the type that you take your shoes off at the door, but barefoot the rest of the time. I love the ones who are like, no, I take my shoes off at the door, and then I have a special sanitized pair of inside slippers that never leave the house.
I mean, if I'm carrying groceries in, I mean, the shoes are on, I'm going back and forth, putting everything away
for
quite a while until everything's done. And then it's about me being relaxed. And my shoes are off for comfort, not because I'm worried about cleanliness.
Me, it's more like that's the thing. I have the area of the house of which will no doubt have shoe walking in it. Like the, you know, entry, dining, kitchen kind of thing. You just have to.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you pass, depending on your floor plan, but listen to me. If you pass into the living room or like the bedroom, especially the bedroom, if you pass into that with a shoe on, I'm kind of annoyed. Just keep it out there.
I respect that.
Yeah. Because I need to know where to meditate.
I mean, I'm more horrified by my... look at you.
Yeah, I can meditate in the living room.
I mean, I'm touching
my
computer mouse and my keyboard, D, and it's disgusting.
Well, so am I.
Because that's your hands. Think about it. Like that's, I'm more horrified by that than my floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's why this whole yoga mat thing, I mentioned meditation.
Everything.
I don't get the yoga mat thing. I just meditate on the floor.
Oh, what do you have?
Do yoga. I just do it on the floor. And I know what's down there. I know. I understand.
Listen, you are the guy who had centipedes walking on the floor.
Exactly. And I'm still down there. Deep breathing.
All right, look, whatever. It's God bless, man.
We're all gonna die. We're all gonna die anyway. So just make yourself as immune as possible. Stock up on booze, ibuprofen, and peeps. Go to Trader Joe's. Just don't do it on a Saturday afternoon like Anne Marie.
Yeah, I probably will do that again because I'm an idiot.
Oh, my God.
Nobody can move the cart properly. Get out of my way.
They drive carts like they drive cars. It's
Jesus.
Horrifying.
Oh, get out of the way. They got to park the cart in the middle, then walk off. No, what are you doing?
I don't understand that. Same here. Oh, my God.
Losers.
Especially the ones who walk off.
Or walk Everybody walks way. Off at Trader Joe's.
Like all the way down the aisle. Take the cart. It's yours.
And what happens is that they'll let you, it's weird, like they'll let your, when you're merging into like an aisle, they'll let your cart go, but not you. They just cut you off. Like, wait, dude, you know? What the hell? There's a person behind the cart, you asshole. It's just really a bad situation at Trader Joe's on a Saturday.
It really is. Don't do it. Just don't do it.
No,
just
I'm going to be there because I need food and I'm an idiot. This is what we do.
I understand. And I love you for doing Trader Joe's. I cannot do Trader Joe's. It's just
it's
not
the
a
same
favorite.
Everywhere.
It's not a favorite of mine. And it's because I ate, talk about bad sushi. I ate bad, not raw sushi from Trader Joe's 15 years ago. And I never went back. I felt like you people have not taken good care of your sushi products. So,
see, Joe Schmo had to wipe his hands on his ass before he served you.
Exactly.
And now the company suffers.
But I know everybody else loves Trader Joe's, so go to it. Go at it.
I do. It's their frozen things, and they are cheaper. So, you know, I do go.
Well, now that I've got walls back in the studio, we're back in business here. And
yay!
Coming to you live from the place where we ought to be. On Spotify.
Yeah.
Coffee House. Go get us.
I enjoyed my cup of coffee too, by the way.
I really, you know, I did. And it's lasted.
Man.
It's really lasted because it's so good. You just want to, it's like a frozen Twix bar. It's amazing.
Paper straw or plastic straw?
Plastic.
So I'm asking because we have the band starting here tomorrow.
Oh my God.
No more plastic straws, no more paper bags. Plastic bags, excuse me. No plastic.
So you're back to paper bags?
You have to buy them. If you do want paper bags, that you have to bring your own bags. They will not be giving you bags.
Do you have your mesh bags?
I have Trader Joe Happy Bags that hold a lot, so I'm going to be using them.
Very good, very good.
And I'm going to leave them in the car. I'm going to leave them all over the goddamn place because I'm
absolutely
not organized.
And then we're going to hear from you on Instagram Live saying, God damn it, I left my bags in the car or somewhere. God knows where. Well, I think that's
life
a good thing. Hard. I think the mesh bag thing is good. I love a good metal straw. And we're gonna get
I'm going to like not seeing plastic bags blown into the trees.
It's nice.
That happens around here.
Yes, same here. It would be nice. But we have no ban yet, because, you know, what happens here only happens here, is the new motto.
What's your new slogan over there? I forgot.
That's what it is. What happens here only happens here.
Okay, yeah. That's
doesn't stay here. It only happens here, which means it stays here.
But that also, it means that this weird shit happens there.
It sure does. Just like on this show.
Yeah.
Thank you, Henry.
Thank you, Dee.
We heart you.
I heart you. I gotta go shopping for peeps.
Go get some peeps, and we'll see you next week.
To report on the peeps. Hope I don't die.
Me too.
That would suck.
Put your mask on, go get some peeps.
We laugh, but it's true.
It's true.
For more shows by the artist Dee and Anne Marie, find Coffee House on Spotify or listen at juicetalk.com. That's JUICED talk.com. This is 4Culture Radio. 4Culture.com.